Now, teenagers around the country are lining up to become involved in The Big Idea, which is a new transition year program aimed at teaching creative thinking to students. Kim Mackenzie Doyle is the founder of The Big Idea, and she's on the line. How are you doing, Kim?
Great, thanks, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. Now, first, let's find out about you, because you have a claim to fame.
Yes.
Go on.
Well, about two, I think, because you sang me happy birthday when I was 16.
God. What were the circumstances of that?
Oh, it was, it was that quiz show that you hosted a very long time ago, and it was 27 years ago to make us both feel
right.
Really old.
But we didn't do birthday requests in the middle of it. It must have been before we started recording,
yep.
Was it? Were you in the audience?
I was in the audience.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I apologise 27 years later because I can't sing. So sorry about that.
No, it was great. It was the highlight of my year.
God help us. Okay, well, your real claim to fame is what?
So I've designed the world's best-selling computer mouse.
Wow.
So in a former life, I worked in Design Partners, which is an incredible creative agency based out of Bray, and we worked with Logitech. So we designed the world's best-selling computer mouse, and it's still actually on sale. The design's about 11 years old, or maybe a little bit older, but it's a really, really nice little ambidextrous mouse. So it's for left-hand or right-handed people.
How does that work? You can turn it one way or the other, is it? Or?
Yes, yeah, so it's just symmetrical, really. So you can use it on the right side or the left side of your laptop. It's cordless. And not to get into the engineering details, but it was the first time we actually used gas injection for a rubber grip on a mouse, so getting a bit nerdy.
Yes, you are, yes, yeah. So the MX305, designed by you, the best-selling mouse in the world for Logitech.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Congratulations
on
that.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
now,
you.
The big idea, excuse this question, but what's the big idea with the big idea?
Yes. So, well, I've had a bit of a frustration with how creativity is being valued in Ireland. I think we are essentially a creative country, but yet we don't value it in society. So we're really trying to embed creative skills into young people because as everybody's aware, the world is facing the biggest problems it's ever faced. Mm. And we really have a responsibility to give our young people the skills that they need to take on these big challenges. And creative thinking is a real hard skill that they can use to build their confidence, to build their abilities to tackle these issues. So we've developed a 15-week free program working with schools around the country that's running now. We're actually in week 13. And they are tackling some big major issues with some incredible solutions.
Okay.
And we're also trying to reduce the gap between industry and education.
Okay, let's hold it there for a sec.
Yep.
Just on creativity, can you teach creativity?
Absolutely. It's a hard skill that can be taught. So I think this is one of the fundamental things that's wrong with the word, because people tag it on to everything and they may not actually understand what the word means. So really, creativity is a skill, and we can teach that. It's a way of thinking. It's a mindset.
Okay.
And it's really, really practical. So everybody is inherently creative, but we actually probably get them out of that through the way that we educate, because we educate in silos, we educate in subjects, and that actually restricts the way our minds think. So creative thinking is actually divergent thinking, which is thinking across different subjects.
And that's increasingly happening in the real world, isn't it? You know, medical scientists are coupling up with engineers, etc., to solve various problems.
And that's it. That's the essence of it. It's really about collaboration, about using specific skills and tools to kind of come up with solutions. So taking that kind of existing knowledge, but leaving room for discovery and imagination. And that's what we're trying to kind of communicate to students.
I suppose the yardstick is the BT Young Scientist, isn't it? Because that has been such a success over so many years and gets
it's
so
phenomenal.
Many students involved. So you want to do this for creative thinking with the big idea. So you've a pilot scheme going at the moment in how many schools?
So we have 7 schools around Ireland with just under 500 students. And we are having our showcase on the 21st of May that's streamed live on our website. And actually, we are having an interactive exhibition so people can actually see every student project that the students have submitted. We should have about 80, 90 projects submitted in the exhibition, which is going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And we have seen, we have a pitch phase where actually students upload their ideas and our mentors give them a little bit of guidance on their projects. And then they develop out those ideas.
Okay, and unlike the BT Young Scientists, and you were about to say that, you have specific areas that you want creative solutions for. Pandemics, housing crisis, combating racism, an ageing population, health and well-being.
Yes.
And have I covered everything there?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
so we actually asked the students what kind of topics were stressing them out, or what were they worried about, or what would they like to contribute positively to? Because, you know, in our survey, we really found out the students felt kind of disconnected from their communities and they didn't really know how to work positively on these kind of issues. So what we've done is we've aligned each issue with a creative discipline and aligned mentors to help guide those students through that. Through
now, you're getting a bit nerdy there now. You lost me there a bit.
Nerdy again.
Yeah, sorry. Aligning things and blah, blah, blah. So go on. Say that in the vernacular then.
So it's basically, if you imagine like Spaces and Places project is around the housing crisis. So we have a number of architects that are on hand to mentor the students.
Uh-huh. I see Dermot Bannon's name mentioned there. Yes.
Bannon's great. We have Roisin Lafferty and we have Lorna Ross, who's Chief Innovation Officer of VHI. We have, you know, the who's who of the creative community there to kind of support students, which is phenomenal. And then we hope to grow that. We actually have a waiting list of mentors as well to support extra students next year.
Great. It sounds very exciting. I like it. And more as well as collaborating, people are open. What's that called? It's where they open up the research online. What's that called?
So open source.
Open source. Yes.
Exactly. So I think the more people that can connect, and then that's kind of like, again, the essence of kind of that creative mindset is communication, connecting, collaboration, and thinking about kind of future possibilities. You know, there's massive potential there, and it's really about that first step of innovation. So you have to have the curiosity to kind of think about what could be, and we really want to kind of enhance that in our students. So no matter what direction they take in life, they have these amazing skills to bring with them.
Yeah, and I'm sure people who are listening, either teachers or parents, will be interested in telling their transition year sons, daughters, pupils about this. TheBigIdea.ie, TheBigIdea.ie. All the information is there, and I want to say good luck to you because I hope it's something that really takes off. I know it's only in its infancy, but it's something that could really help the country. And I know you're tapping into a sort of a resource and a creativity that hasn't been tapped into before. Thanks so much for talking to us, Kim McKenzie Doyle.
Appreciate it, Ray.
Happy birthday
so
to you. And good luck. See you. Bye. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening. Whatever you're doing, do it safely. I'll try that again. There you go.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.